When Uzziah arrogantly went in to offer the incense, Azariah and 80 priests courageously confronted a powerful and indeed a popular king. There's a second thing we need to learn about pride here. Pride is typically revealed by an angry response to godly correction. Now, yes, there are other marks of pride, but invariably, if you're filled with pride, and this was the case with Uzziah, you will react with indignation when a godly person tries to warn you or correct you. Have you ever done that? And if you did, think about why. Could it be pride? See, when you become as powerful and as successful as Uzziah, and I understand that Uzziah was powerful and successful and became very famous, and we tend to think that because we read those things that way, we tend to think that it only happens to them. Again, success, and I use this in terms of the use of those words only, is relative. I may not be a king. Does it mean I don't experience success? Of course I do. And it is at that point of success that I'm vulnerable. So whatever success God has given you, whatever fame, and by fame I mean it from a biblical standpoint, not film star, superstar type of fame, but whatever God has given you as a success, as fame, as trust, as respect, in the eyes of whomever, that's your point of vulnerability if you don't take every prideful thought captive. Because then you're vulnerable to taking now credit for those things, and no longer is it success as given by God, and it's no longer used for the Lord or for others. It becomes about me, which is pride. But certainly when you become as powerful and as successful as Uzziah, you can start thinking that you're accountable to no one. Wasn't that the case here? We'll see it in the reaction of Uzziah. I mean, our hard work, our intelligence, our education is what got me this far. So it's not about receiving all good things from Him. It's about me creating those good things. Here's a danger that we all face. We stop listening to those who challenge us, and we start gathering around us yes men and women. We stop going to the ones who will give us good feedback, biblical feedback, and we start going to those who will help rationalize or validate or justify what we want to do. And aren't we always vulnerable to doing that? Absolutely. It's very interesting that earlier in his career, Uzziah accepted the counsel of the godly Zechariah. But now he angrily rejects the counsel of 81 godly priests. I'm the king. Priests can't tell me what to do. Ironically, Uzziah sought honor for himself, but the priests tell him plainly in verse 18, "You have been unfaithful." Whatever you think about yourself, King Uzziah, whatever you feel, whatever you think, whatever credit you think you can take for your successes and your accomplishments, it doesn't matter, King Uzziah. How the Lord sees it is this way: you have been unfaithful. Why? You have done something that God forbade you to do. You will have no honor from the Lord God. And verse 19 says it all. But Uzziah, with a censer in his hand for burning incense, was enraged. At what? What the Lord had commanded him not to do? Is that not what he was enraged about? Is not that what he was confronted with? The priests weren't giving him, they were simply reiterating that he had been unfaithful because they could point to something in the word that said that. And he was enraged at the 81 priests because they reminded him of something God said. That's a very good test of humility. How do you respond to correction? Do you examine your heart before God and admit you're wrong? Or do you lash back because it confronted you with something you sought to rationalize away? Or are you angry and defensive? That's a good test of humility.